when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, all you precious Blood River Radio family out there. I'm so excited to be with you tonight, this afternoon, into the night. You know, no matter how things go, no matter how down and out I can get during the week, I'm always up for the show. But today, more than usual, because I was kind of in a slump there for a while, but I've been out trimming limbs. I do that for a living. I trim limbs out of trees and cut up logs and mow grass. That's what you do when the IRS and the Treasury Department have been persecuting you. That's what you do. No matter even if you have you're board certified critical care or in that doesn't matter. They just want to put you out of business. But anyway, folks, not enough about me. I'm just that's how I do. I go off on these rabbit trails. But by the way, you're listening to Blood River Radio, the only radio broadcast in the world that we have one dedicated purpose, and that's fighting global white genocide. It's in full speed right now. It's picking up. We'll talk more about that later. By the way, this is May the 6th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Almighty God, the only name under the sun which man can be saved. There is no other way. You know, this is a Christian show. We're getting ready to go to a prayer in just a second. My precious brother, our spirit brother, the lone wolf, the Alabama lone wolf, Rand Owen. He's going to be opening up with a prayer. But before we do that, before I forget, tonight's broadcast, I'm dedicating this broadcast to three people who, without them, this show couldn't have gone past the first year. Matt Goodwin. Matt Goodwin was one of the guys. I picked him out. Not that I'm this great coach, but I picked him out at Charlottesville. I recognized qualities of Matt Goodwin. The intangibles. He wasn't a professional broadcaster, neither am I, but he had the intangibles. Matt Goodwin. Also, Jacob Tyler. Jacob Tyler kept us going when we lost our webmaster. He was better than I am, but we had a lot of trouble with it. But Jacob kept it going. Jacob Tyler kept it going. He had a lot of shortcomings, just like I do. But Matt Goodwin, Jacob Tyler. Matt Goodwin, Lee Cochran, and myself, after that first year, we financed the show out of our own pocket. Now, thank God for donors, we don't have to carry it. Well, Matt's gone. He got married. He has other responsibilities. He had to leave the program. Jacob, he's in South America. And so they went on. That's how things are. Lee Cochran, he contributed money. He's gone. He's gone to be with the Lord now. But I just want to make sure before we go to the prayer, those three people, Matt Goodwin, bless his heart, Jacob Tyler and Lee Cochran, just if you will, people, just keep, say a little prayer for those people, because without them, there would be no Blood River. There's been a lot of people have come and gone on Blood River Radio. A lot of people still with us. I couldn't do this. We couldn't do it. There's no way in hell I could have done this program without those people, without all of you people out there in the audience. And with that, listen, we're going to go to the most important one in the whole universe, and that's God Almighty. And we're going to go to our brother, the Alabama Lone Wolf. He's going to lead us in prayer. So go ahead, Rand, if you don't mind, brother.
Okay, thank you, Eddie. I hope I can come through good this evening. I'm actually down in the Lone Wolf lair, so I'm at a new location. So I hope I'll come through loud and clear. I hope so far it's okay, but I'd like to read a couple of scriptures if I could. I'd like to, for ones that would like to turn to the Bible, go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. And 2 Timothy is Paul's last letter, last epistle. And, of course, it's wrote to Timothy. This would be his last one before his beheading. And we're going to read about seven scriptures here, chapter 4, 2 Timothy. And it reads, verse 1, starting with verse 1. It says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time, verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we just come to your throne, Lord, and just bow down and ask you to be with us this afternoon on this radio program, Lord. We are thankful for men and leaders such as Lee and Matt and Jacob. Thank you. Thank you for folks like them, Lord. And, Lord, we pray that you just give us the strength this afternoon, this program, to carry out our business in a way to be pleasing to you, that the truth will prevail over these airways. And Lord, we just hope that we can stand before you one day and say, we fought good fight, and that you would agree with us and acknowledge us that we kept the faith and that we finished the course, no matter how difficult that it may become. And it's probably more likely than not that it is going to be more difficult. And we pray that you would just give us the strength and the courage to endure that those difficulties that may lay ahead for us, Lord. And let us always come to you, Lord, in need, and depend on you, and know that no matter what, that you're with us, Lord, and that you will carry us through. Because as you promised, there will always be a remnant of your people, Lord. And we here at Blood River Radio proudly proclaim to be part of that remnant, Lord. And Lord, we just most of all want to thank you for Jesus, his sacrifice, the blood that he shed, that we might have a chance to have eternal life with you, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for his sacrifice. Thank you for Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we just say all these things and pray to you in his precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's for sure. I tell you, one of these days, if we're alive on our deathbed, we will be some wheeling and dealing if we hadn't already gone accepted Jesus Christ. If we hadn't become followers of Christ, that's what we'll be asking ourselves. What now? What about the rest of eternity? I hope someone does. It'd be great if we could bring someone to Christ on this program. But listen, also what we have to do, we always have to honor the people that keep this show, this broadcast going. You know, and people who sacrifice money all the time. They really do. And money's hard to come by. It is a sacrifice. And here's our donors for this past week or so. Old Biscuit down there in Florida. Biscuit is a... He does sacrifice, and sometimes these people sacrifice so much it really makes me feel self-conscious. It really does. We have Old Biscuit, and we got Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ comes through like clockwork. Thank you, Biscuit. Thank you, Jay-Z. And also, the still bitter ender, the still bitter Eugene Andrews, and Ken of Lynbrook, New York. Those guys have sacrificed, and some of them send cards. They really do. But anyway, thank you so much, people, for sending your money in. We don't have to carry as heavy a load as we once did. I just gave the people who used to help cut this load. You know, Jacob, he dedicated his time to keeping the website up, and Matt and Lee dedicated with money. Well, tonight, folks, I'm not exactly sure exactly what we're going to do at first. Like last couple of weeks, I was just on fire. I couldn't wait, and I could have took up the whole hour by myself, but kind of a little bit more relaxed tonight. We got a lot of stuff coming on. Second hour, just give you a little outline. We have the one and only Sam Dixon coming on. He's a well-established attorney in Georgia. Everybody in the movement, and as everybody's mama knows, Sam. He'll be coming on. He's one of the lifetime members. He's been with the League of the South since day one, I believe. And I'm a member of the League of the South. Rand's been a member of the League of the South for how long? Have you been with the league, like Rand? 20 years? 20? Over 12 or 20?
Over 20 years. Over 20 years, and that's something else that's been on my mind sometime, not today, and this is just going down a rabbit trail, but sometime I want to kind of do a show, maybe next week, Eddie, I don't know, about Dr. Hill, and I remember the first time I heard him speak, and I just felt in my heart that man was sincere. I hear the music coming, and, yep. But anyway, I didn't mean to get off a rabbit trail.
But it's quite all right.
No matter, we all have our, go ahead.
We got to go for. We got to be right back, folks, after this brief intermission. This brief commercial.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Naked, merciless force. That's what we operate on here by Blood River Radio, because law, I don't care what anybody says, law, government, is force, folks. There's no getting around that. Listen, by the way, I'd like to celebrate today. We just got Biscuit sent a text. May the 6th, he says, see if I get it. It says, Happy Arkansas Secession Day, May the 6th, 1861. Yes, yes, yes. Way to go, Arkansas. I've got my grandparents on my mother's side. They're buried in Mark Tree, Arkansas. I have a lot of family over there, but they're all gone now into the heaven or up north. Also, one quick announcement. Next week, the 13th, I will not be in the studio. Rand's going to be taking my place because I've got to work with what they call the Greek Festival and other festivals downtown. I'll be all over the city next week raising money. I'll do that for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. That's how I'm able to run these marathons. For instance, like New York costs $3,500. Now Memphis and Nashville, absolute but minimum $750. That's, you can run it cheaper, but if you want to run as a St. Jude hero, it costs a buku in Swansea. For instance, you know, Boston costs $10,000. But anyway, that's why I'll be next week raising that money. And let's see tonight. Okay, further tonight, we have Sam Dixon coming on, the great friend of ours, second hour. And the third hour, we're going to have the bitter ender will be returning again. And with Sister Braveheart, Nancy's off tonight. She's willing to watch the coronation. It's Kentucky Derby. I wish I had put some money on the one of those horses, the Kentucky Derby, but I forgot to do that. Anyway, before I go to Rand, I was talking to Nancy today. I want to make sure she was cool with being off, make sure he hadn't changed her mind again. You know how women change their mind on us. Well, I do it too, really. But she was telling me about this Marine, Rand, and a young Marine. He was in the subway in New York. And so the story I got, Sister Nancy, she may call in tonight sometime if she gets more details on this story. But here's what it was. There was a lady. A feral black animal jumped on this white woman in the subway. It was beating her down, really putting it to her. Well, the Marine got the fella, knocked the black on his butt like a good Marine should, and he got him in what he probably got his fatal. What's going to get him? He got the feral black animal in a chokehold because he was so crazy, so wild. And other people helped the Marine. The story I'm getting. But now they had to send the black to the hospital. So he was a good Marine. He knew what he was doing. And kind of like Fort Polk style. But anyway, now the black died. And so they're talking about the black guy who was hit the woman, ran. And now, what a shocker. All the feral animals, all the troops of, you know, baboon-like apes are coming out. They might hate each other. You know, these blacks, this is how they are. They all hate each other. There are more blacks killed by blacks than there is probably than the flu and syphilis and gonorrhea and everything else combined. But, and they don't care. They hate each other. But you know what? They're born. I don't care what anybody says. No one's got more experience being around the blacks than I do. I've grown up around them. I went to the Army with them. You can't tell me jack about them. They're in their DNA. They hate white people. They're coming out of the woodwork, raising hell, demanding this white guy be incarcerated and killed and whatever. But anyway, we're waiting on update from that, Rand. So what do you got for us, Rand? I got some stuff to cover, but listen, I'm going to bring you. Come on in here, fellas. What do you want to talk about now?
Well, if I could take a few minutes, I'd like to got a little commentary, a little reporting. To kind of go along the scriptures that I read opening up there. And this, I run across this. This comes from a veteran researcher by the name of George Barners. And he's been researching the state of Christianity for decades. And what I'm about to go over here is absolutely down to the nut cutting, as some of us old Southern boys say, about what's wrong with our society and our country. And this survey, everyone keep in mind, this is of so-called born-again Christians. This is not everyone. This is so-called born-again Christians that over the last 3 years in this survey, the percentage of born-again Christians that believe that Jesus Christ led a sinless life dropped from 58% to 44%. So you've only got 44% of born-again Christians, or so-called, that believe Christ was sinless. And then you've got a drop from 88% to 46% that believe that they have a individual calling from God. And this is over the past 3 years now. And then you've got 58% that dropped down to 44% that don't care and certainly don't understand about God's word, the letter he sent to us, the Bible, about his teaching of killing of innocent babies. They don't care. They absolutely just set it aside. Those that believe that human life is sacred, it dropped from 60% 3 years ago to 48% of born-again Christians. Christians that actually practice their faith dropped from 85% to 50% that actually practice their faith. So there again, you only got 4% of the so-called Christians that believe Christ lived a sinless life. And if he didn't live a sinless life, he couldn't be our Savior. He had to be sinless. I mean, you can go all the way back through Genesis and the struggles that Satan tried to come in, and that's a whole nother avenue. But he had to have a sinless life in order to be our Savior. But there again, that percentage has really dropped. People who don't believe that the Bible is God's word, born-again Christians don't believe that the Bible is God's inspired word. And, you know, you can see this. You've got these churches that I've heard you mention a lot of times on this program, Eddie, about the Southern Baptists, how they use this as tits on a boar hog, and people that don't believe that Christ was born of a Virgin Mary, people that these churches that allow sodomites into leadership positions in their churches, that choir yes. leaders. Bible study teachers, they like homosexuals and such, and they should be trying to get these people to repent before they end up in hell for eternity or blotted out and gone. They're certainly not going to be in God's kingdom, that's for sure. Because, you know, Eddie, the word says that. It talks about lukewarm. God, our Father, he doesn't like lukewarm. He doesn't like fence straddlers. And, you know, that's one thing I like about this show. We're not lukewarm. We're not fence straddlers. We try to tell it. We try to tell the truth. We try to bring the truth to these airways every Saturday afternoon. Many people contribute. Praise the Lord for it. But he says, I'm going to spit you out. He don't want you in-betweeners. He wants you to either be with him or not. He'd rather not have you no other way. He wants you totally with him. And the reason for all of this is the preachers. The preachers are preaching this to their congregations because they got noodle spines. They sit up there. They preach to what I read in Second Timothy. The itchy ears. They just want to preach right. and say the things that they know the people like and come back. They don't want to offend nobody. But you know, God wants his word taught directly as he put it out. And that's one reason why we're at where we're at today in this society. It's because people don't know the truth. Because they're not being taught the truth. And you've talked about the Southern Baptists on here a lot, and I know how you feel about them. But you got the leaders in the Southern Baptists in the state of Tennessee that not only oppose gun confiscation, but they support it. They want it.
Yeah, we got to go to another break, Ram, but you're absolutely right. We got to give credit to who put that article out, too. Be right back, folks.
Your daily Liberty News. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The former head of the CIA and director of national intelligence will be sitting down before a congressional committee later this month. John Brennan and James Clapper will be questioned by the House subcommittee that's investigating the alleged weaponization of the federal government. Brennan and Clapper will be questioned about a letter signed by former intelligence officials claiming Hunter Biden's laptop had all the classic earmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. President Biden is defending his son's business dealings ahead of possible federal charges. In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said,
"First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him."
The Washington Post has reported the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings in China and the income he received from serving on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending quick response teams to his state's southern border ahead of Title 42 expiring on Thursday. Abbott is expecting a huge surge of illegal immigrants to stream across the border into Texas once the COVID-era policy is no longer in effect. A statement from his office reads, "Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps left by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border." The world was watching as King Charles III was crowned as British monarch.
God save the king!
God save the king!
For the 40th time at Westminster Abbey, a crown was placed upon a monarch's head.
Bless, we beseech thee, this crown.
King Charles' coronation comes nearly 8 months after he ascended to the throne following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. It was Britain's first coronation in 70 years.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely.
Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, Duchess of Sussex, and President Joe Biden did not attend the ceremony. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you've got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back to Rand and let him finish this article. Then we're going to talk about, I think I know who did it, who put that article out. And I'm going to ask some of our listeners some questions. No matter how what you do, you're always going to get some complaints. So I'm going to ask the people that are complaining to send me an email, et cetera, and let me know where we send. So anyway, go ahead, Rand. Finish that article, brother.
Yeah, Eddie, I did. I failed to mention Chuck Baldwin. What I'm going over here, I did read in an article that was put out by Chuck Baldwin, and I know we have some listeners that's not real crazy about Pastor Baldwin. I don't really know why. Sometime I'd like to sit down and have a conversation with him and maybe see if I could find out. But I tell you, this article that I read recently, I mean, he nailed it. He didn't hold back any punches, that's why I'm sharing it over the airways today, because I thought it was important, you know, and it was wrote and put out by Pastor Chuck Baldwin. But anyway, I'm gonna hand it back to you, Eddie. Tell us a little bit about your beloved Republican, by the way, governor in the great state of Tennessee.
Okay, well, but I want to also, I know we've had some complainers about us having Chuck Baldwin on. If people will, let me know. Maybe there's something about Pastor Chuck Baldwin we don't know. because I'm like you. I've read a lot of his articles. We used to have one of the political cesspool when I was with James and Cesspool years ago. We used to have Chuck Baldwin on. His son wrote an excellent book, him and his son, called Romans 13. They broke that down. Everything I've looked at him, he's 100% solid with us. Maybe he's not Christian identity. But I got news for you, folks. Neither am I. I'm not sold on this identity stuff. Me and Rand were just talking about that, because I'll throw this out there. If you go to Galatians, and I don't believe in all this genealogy crap. You know what? I don't want to be a son of Israel. I don't want to be one of the lost tribes, because you know what? I don't want to be a part of one of those stinking Jews. I want to be a German like I am, an Irishman. I don't want to be a part of that. Because you know what? Every time, from time immemorial, the Jews screwed up. I'll just go back to when Moses led them out of Egypt. Boy, this is a rabbit trail like you wouldn't believe. When Moses led them out of Egypt, did you know what? Every stinking one of those Jews died in the desert. God did not let them get in the promised land because they kept screwing up. And they're just like Jews today. They're always persecuted. Someone's always being mean to them. They haven't done a thing. They've been kicked out of 100 nations in the world just because everybody's so jealous of them because they're so sweet and kind and beautiful. But these original Jews never got into the promised land. They never did. Moses didn't even get in the promised land. He screwed up. So you can forget all this genealogy crap with me. I don't want to be one of these chosenites. And I'm going to tell you something else. Let's just say I'm wrong. Just say that the bombardier is wrong, that you got to be hooked up to one of these lost tribes of the Israel hail. Let's just say your grandfather or my father, he was the most wonderful Christian, the most wonderful warrior there ever was. But just say I'm an atheist and a whoremonger and a pedophile. But you know what? That don't matter to him because I'm one of these sons of Abraham. No, that's a bunch of crap. But I will say this. There is something. I was telling Rand this. There is something to it. I'm a born-again Christian, but there is something to the white race, why we were hated. We're the only race in the world that's hated universally by all the other races. The blacks hate us. The browns hate us. The yellows hate us. The Jews certainly hate us. I don't know why. Maybe there is. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is something to this identity crap. But I will tell you this. I don't care if your father was Abraham himself. If in Jesus Christ, in Romans, in John 8:44, can vouch this. He looked at the Jews straight in the eyes, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he told them, "You are of your father the devil." And so much for your precious sons of Abraham, so much for your lost tribes and all that crap. But somebody, if you got the balls, send me an email in here and tell me, and I know how some of you have complained, but send me an email here and just tell me. I just want to know if maybe we can disagree and still be and not be disagreeable. But anyway, with that, about Governor Lee, Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee. Go ahead, Rand.
Before you get on, Bill Lee, you know I love you, brother. I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. And sometime me and you going to have a good long eye-to-eye discussion and conversation about the Israel-Judah thing. What a lot of people don't understand is there was two houses. There was the house of Israel and there was the house of Judah. They're two different houses. And I don't have time to get all into this. But if you would just go, or the listeners go, to Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, it nails them. They're imposters. These are the seed of Satan that worm their way in, just like they worm their way into every facet of our society today. They worm their way in. They were doing scribe work for the house of Judah way back in 2 Chronicles, and they're imposters. They claim to be of Judea and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. They have been deceiving people since the beginning of time, and their deceivableness is off the charts now. But
let me ask this question.
That's really all. Go ahead.
What about Judah? Was Judah the guy who betrayed Christ? Was he a Jew?
That's Judas.
And was he a Jew?
He could have been a Benjamite. I'm not really sure, to tell you the truth.
Well, it was a Benjamite. A Benjamite. Now they're Jews. They're from. I think he's from one of the 12 tribes. In other words, you got 12 tribes, right?
Benjamites are the house of Israel.
Okay, but he was from one of the 12 tribes, right? He was a son of Abraham, right? I'm trying to get to a point here. Was he a son of Abraham? Was he from one of the original tribes that came through the loins of Abraham?
Yes, a descendant, yes.
All right, let me ask you, where is he now?
Well, he's probably waiting on, the 16th chapter of Luke describes as the Gulf, waiting for judgment day.
And what judgment is he going to get? The great white throne, or what's he going to get?
Well, if he didn't
repent, what I'm trying to say, he's in hell right now. Judah is in hell right now. Judah's in hell, and he was one, not just a Jew, he was one of the royal Jews. So that gets him nowhere. Being a son of this and that, if you it don't make a damn what you are, what your people are, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's a personal relationship. That's what the whole New Testament's about. Anyway, we'll do another show on that. But anyway, back to Governor Bill Lee.
Let me say this.
Wait, we got to rock and roll, Rand.
Because you did say that you thought it was something to it. I do think that the white race are the people in the Scripture that are called. That doesn't say that all the other races, whosoever will repent and come to Christ, they could be saved. But I do believe that the white race are the ones that the Scripture describes as the called. And it's throughout the Bible about the call, the predestined. He said he knew us before we was in our mother's womb. But anyway, let's go to Bill Lee.
Okie doke. We could go forever. And it's fun. But anyway, Governor Bill Lee. And Rand reminded me, thank you for reminding me of this, Bill Lee, Rand. Governor Bill Lee, and I had that pulled up on the internet earlier. He, like Rand was reminding me, the Tennessee State Legislature shot down this red flag laws for telling that a total disarmament of the citizens of Tennessee. Well, he says, and it's true, Governor Bill Lee is going to call a special session of the legislature, and he's going to try to twist their arms to make them start disabling us. Well, disarming us? Well, listen, we always talk about solutions on this show. Well, here's my solutions, folks. I remember quite a few years ago, they were going to try to pass a state income tax in Tennessee, and people in Tennessee raised so much hell, Rand. They raised so damn much hell. They went up there to Nashville, and they drove around. The legislature people, they had nervous breakdowns. They were scared to go outside to face the irate taxpayers. That's what we need to do. You know what? If we have to, if it takes it, we need to do like those two feral black representatives of the state of Tennessee. We need to bust in on the legislature and take your ARs with you, take your 742s, take whatever you got, and put them over your shoulder, your rifle straps. Strap your 1911s on. Arm yourself to the teeth. I'm not saying go out there shooting. I'm just saying if you don't use it, you lose it. If you don't use your God-given right of bearing firearms, you'll lose it. And damn the Second Amendment. The God-given right of self-defense is around way up 10 billion years before the Second Amendment is around. We'll get right back to that after this last break.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey? Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
In the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born. Dear Blood River Radio audience, well, this hour is fully going by. We're going to go right back to the sorry, stinking dog, Governor Bill Lee. Governor Bill Lee, you piece of trash. I'm telling you what, you ain't never going to get our firearms. You know what? How you ever got in the office in the first place is a mystery, except I know the voting is rigged. But people, I'm going to tell you, this is my marching orders. We need to march in mass. And you display your God-given rights that we have. We have the right, the most basic right there is the right of self-defense. It certainly is. In fact, we have a whole article I think we're going to cover with the attorney Sam Dixon on the second hour. Strap your rifles on, strap your pistols on by the thousands, just like we did when we processed that state tax, and go up there and tell them, if you want these guns, Bill Lee, you bring your sorry ass out here yourself and try to get it, buddy, and you'll get a fist in the mouth. So anyway, we're going to go to Rand. Rand, go as fast as you can, and with that list of things that will get you, take your firearms away from you, we got to go to Sister Nancy real quick because we're running out of time, brother.
Yeah, if for some reason this legislation works to pass, I got a list of things here I'm going to go over in just 1 second. But, you know, one thing I'd like to say, you know, these leftists, these scumbag leftists, they always want to talk about common sense gun laws. Let's have common sense gun laws. No, they don't want daggum common sense gun laws. They want to take our guns. And our guns are the only thing that's standing between us and total domination, total tyranny, total slavery. I mean, you name it. Our guns is the only thing that stands in the way. They don't want common sense.
Read some of those things, Rand. They want to take them. Read some of those things because we want Nancy to run out of time.
First of all, these private medical records can be reported to the FBI by your doctor. If all this goes through, it's not going to be any more things like HIPAA and all this. They can report.
That's a felony. Violating, you're exposing, exposing your health records. That's a damn felony. It comes under what they call the HIPAA rules violation regulations. I'm an RN. I know that. But go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Rand. Read them right quick, like we'll bring Nancy in.
Some of the medical issues that they can take your guns for, if this passes or if it ever passes, post-traumatic stress
syndrome,
anxiety, and anorexia, post-menstrual syndrome, eating disorder, nerve pain like diabetics, male sexual problems, insomnia, postpartum depression, headache, attention deficit disorder, sleep disorders, personality disorders, obesity disorders, and there's a few more, but I want to go ahead and give Miss Nancy plenty of time to tire and feather some of these left radicals that I know she's got the tire hot bar and the feathers ready. So go ahead, Miss Nancy.
And they're dirty feathers, too. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Okay. Well, listen, I think I'm going to refer back to the episode that took place about a week ago in New York on the subway. But I want to quote from a Rolling Stone statement that is a little bit biased. It says, Daniel Penny, a 24-year-old Marine veteran, has been identified as the man who killed dancer Jordan Neely, 30, on a subway train. Now, if you read that, you of course you don't know what the races are when you read that, and then you say a dancer. Jordan Neely was a dancer, okay? Yes, he was a mentally deranged black who sometimes did get on the subway and pretend to be Michael Jackson. This is your so-called dancer, Jordan Neely, a black man who had 42 previous arrests. He was homeless, schizophrenic. He was wanted the day that he actually died on a warrant for an attack on a 67-year-old lady who suffered a broken nose and a broken orbital eye socket. Well, they knew all about him. This happened in 2021, and they still hadn't arrested him. He had 42 previous arrests from 2013 to 2021. Now, what I'm trying to get at is this. This is, to me, very comparable to what happened to the McMichaels. This is the people are already riled up, black and white, mainly blacks, already protesting for the blood of Daniel Penny. They want him to be tried. They want him to go to the grand jury immediately because this black died during this episode on the subway in which Daniel Penny, a white veteran, Marine vet. He tackled this black who was accosting and threatening subway riders. He put him in a chokehold, and other people came to his aid. The black died, and so this is a cause now for the blacks to rise up and even whites to protest immediately that there has to be a grand jury held to indict this white young man. He's only 24, Daniel Penny. Of course, they've already given out his name. They've been to his home. This is what you call doxing. They show blacks holding up signs that they want him, they want charges for him to go to the grand jury. The reason I'm considering this, I'm comparing this to the McMichaels case, is to me what they're trying to do is create a situation in which white men, well, even women in that case, cannot step up to protect anyone. They don't want citizen arrest. They don't want citizen heroes, and they certainly don't want cops to come in and protect us either. This is nothing but a step to kick the white man down again and tell him he is going to be incarcerated if he stands up against black violence, if he tries to help people, if he tries to be a hero, he's going to be behind bars. So that's my take on this situation here with this young man, Daniel Penny.
Well, I'll tell you what, I knew a few minutes ago before you came up, we had talked about that, and I'm glad you did that, Sister Nancy. I'm glad you filled that in because you're absolutely right. And that meshes perfectly with this Governor Bill Lee story. He's one of them. I'd have to research this. Someone told me that Bill Lee was one of many governors in the United States of America that were card-carrying members of the Communist Party. I don't know. I'd say that's I don't know if it's true or not. With the look into that,
it sounds right.
I would not. It does sound right, doesn't it? It does sound right, doesn't it, Rand? But you know what? That's the first. And the, you know what? these communists, they always, the first thing they want to do is disarm the populace. They surely do. But I'd like to appreciate
it. You know, I want to do my tar and feathering before, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Nancy. Go ahead.
No, I just want to agree with Miss Nancy that we said on here before. You know, we don't think, I don't think that they think that they can just come and ride out, take our guns right now. So they want to use this case like Miss Nancy brought up and like the McMichaels to intimidate people like us. So we won't defend ourselves and certainly not use a firearm. If somebody approaches you at a gas station or whatever, tries to take your car, and you shoot them, and you're white, you're going to jail. But anyway, go ahead with the tar and feathering.
Go ahead, Sister.
Yeah, well, we got to do our weekly tar and feathering. And we talked about this last week, that DeSantos, Governor DeSantos, goes to Israel to sign this anti-Semitic bill. House Bill number 269. Again, I have to point out, who's in charge here? You know, a governor of Florida goes to Israel to sign a bill that applies to Florida. But I'm tar and feathering. The sponsor of this bill was actually a representative, is a Republican representative, Mark Caruso, sounds like a Hispanic. And his Jew compatriot, who was also a Republican representative, Randy Fine. Both of these were sponsors or co-sponsors of this House Bill 269, which passed without any opposition in the state Senate. And, of course, you got another one that needs to be tar and feathered, is a Democratic Senator, Lori Berman. I'm sure she's Jewish. So the bill gets passed in Florida, but it gets signed in Israel. That ought to tell some of our listeners who's in control here.
Listen, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker, I think he's the Speaker of the House, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, had a hell of a time getting him in. The sorry dog, you know, they had like, you know, 12 votes, and he was belted down every time, but they kept going until they got him in there. He went over there. Kevin McCarthy took a whole delegation over there. Just suck it up to these Jews. You're absolutely right, Sister Nancy. If that doesn't tell you, who runs the place? In fact, I'm going to go ahead. I was going to read this when Sam Dixon gets here, but I'll read some of this down. It says, this is for DeSantis. Today, Governor Ron DeSantis visited Israel as part of the international trade mission, my butt, where he signed the House Bill 269 to provide law enforcement agencies with new enforcement mechanisms to punish perpetrators of anti-Semitic incidents. And what the hell is an anti-Semitic incident? It goes on to talk about, you know, that bill he signed recently, you talked about a couple of weeks ago, where you can't put out a handbill, you can't even take a light and project one of these images, I forgot the name of them, on buildings like they used to do back when we had the show Batman. But he's just so groveling to these Jews, man. I mean, it's so obvious that the Jews, they run the United States, man. You know what? I know this is kind of vulgar. But the United States, we ain't nothing but Israel. We're Israel's bitch. You hear these blacks right, in downtown right. In South Memphis, mm-hmm. They don't talk about their girlfriends. They say, my bitch, I'm going to see my bitch. That's where the bitch. We're mm-hmm. the bitch of Israel. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Right. That's absolutely right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And that kind of reminds me of rap music. And go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead, Rand.
No, I'm just... They the one behind what's going on in Ukraine now. And, you know, Miss Nancy, you mentioned dancers. Well, the so-called president of Ukraine, you know, he's a cross-dresser dancer himself. That just popped in my mind. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, sure.
We got a dancer.
That's probably the reason.
And then they bring him to Washington and parade him through there like he's some Messiah or something almost. I mean, my goodness.
As far as they're concerned, he is.
I guess he is because he's a perverted Jew who has been a pornographic comedian, and he's still a comedian. But that is what we like, those kind of people. That's what our government supports.
We have a lot of shallow, worthless white people in this country, I'm telling you. Well, people, that's it for the first hour. It's going to be me and Rand. We're going to hang on. We're going to bring in the one and only Sam Dixon, attorney at law. He's going to come on in the second hour, and we're going to have a really good time with him. Be right back, folks.